At 5:49 a.m., March 6, 1996, more than 30 train cars, including seven carrying highly explosive propane gas, derailed right beside a gas station and a large feed mill. Wyawega resident Brian Stelzner was one of the first on the scene.
I ran out in front of the house, and all I could see was flames, you know, a couple hundred feet in the air. And I jumped in my truck, and I got up a couple hundred yards from the crash site, you know, and the heat was so much there already, you didn't want to get any closer. The feed mill was in flames, and the freight train cars were burning.
Fire crews responded almost immediately, but within half an hour, officials from Wisconsin Central Railroad told local fire chief Jim Bayman there was serious risk the tank cars would explode.
And within 45 minutes, we were abandoning our lines and began the evacuation process.
Looking back on it now, Bayman says he is amazed at how smoothly the evacuation process went. Within a short time, 2,300 people left town.
When the firefighters came to the door, we didn't give them 20 minutes or half an hour. We said, you have to leave now. They responded to us positively. We couldn't give them any information as to how long they had to be gone. We couldn't tell them where they had to go. We just said that you needed to leave because the potential problem was very serious.
The potential problem was an explosion known as a boiling expanding vapor explosion, or BLEVE. It's a term town residents would hear over and over again from railroad derailment expert Terry Corson at daily news conferences held in the nearby hotels where they stayed until all the tank cars stopped burning.
Picking those cars up may put just the right stress on that bad area already, and then we've got an open car of propane, we've got an ignition source there with the cats that we used to pick them up, we've got a BLEVE and we've got lost lives.
If God could tell me when the fire was going to go out, then I could start I painted a good timeline for you.
That timeline turned into 16 days and included a bizarre but very successful pet rescue. A week into the evacuation, residents, with the support of the governor, pressured the National Guard into loading pet owners into a caravan of armored personnel carriers and driving them into town to retrieve their cats and dogs. Fire Chief Jim Bayman says people were issued flak jackets to protect them from flying debris in case of a BLEVE.
The National Guard did admit that had we had the explosion that we could have had, that the APCs and the flak jackets would have been of little consequence.
Once the fire was out and the tank cars were safely drained, people returned to their homes. On the day resident Chuck Brownlow went home, he was still incredulous that the railroad had put the town in such danger.
We heard during the town meetings that they've actually done computer models and have found that the best way to do it is to clump the propane cars fairly close together. And I think if you asked anybody in Wyawega, they would say, no, that's not the right way to do it.
That practice did change, as did the 50-mile-an-hour speed limit for trains passing through town. There is no monument to the historic Wyawega derailment, but a recent visit there confirms that trains passing the Senex station where the accident occurred now roll by very slowly. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.